What is happening in Lansing for this new year? That's the topic of today's Capital Report, sponsored by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And we have Mike Harris, a Republican from Michigan's 52nd District, on deck with us right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I know I'm looking ahead in my lead in there, but we have to look back. I mean, not many bills were passed in 2025. Do you think more so this year?
Well, I think that's the plan. It's, you know, I think we're really focusing on quality versus quantity. I've said since I got into office in 22, you know, sometimes I think the legislature sometimes tries to justify its existence by the number of bills that we introduce or pass. And I don't think that's always helpful for Michigan. So I think they need to be thoughtful. And I think we need to pass good policy versus just sheer numbers.
Mike, what are some priorities that you're planning to push in this year, and that, you know, that really matter to your constituents?
Yeah, I'm really excited about 2026. You know, I think we've teed up a few things in 2025, and kind of the resonating. So I'm the chair of the insurance committee. One of the things that we've really focused on all last year was affordability in Michigan, and trying to make sure that people understand that when we push mandates out there, all that does is increase premiums and whatnot for the average consumer and employers. And so we've really tried to wrap our heads around what are the cost drivers on healthcare and auto insurance and things like that. How can we address that and make Michigan more affordable? So we're going to find some things that are going to help rein that in, things like third-party litigation funding, which we teed up last year, but we're going to be looking for some hearings this year. We're working on insurance fraud, gift card fraud. Drone defense has made the news recently. So we're looking at ways. I personally believe, you know, I think we've talked in the past, my past life was law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that one of the next big attacks that we're going to see on our country, terrorism-wise, is going to be based on unmanned aircraft, so drones and whatnot. We want to put things in place here in Michigan that allow us to defend our citizens and allow law enforcement to have some teeth to do their jobs. And it blew my mind that we didn't have like drone defense on places like the Capitol or other critical infrastructure in our state. So we're going to make sure that that gets across the finish line.
On the other side of the building there, you've got the Senate, and Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's also running for governor, is asking the Office of the Auditor General to look at the child development and care program grants in the United States, or excuse me, in Michigan. They're getting roughly $540 million. These are lower funded, lower income folks that take advantage of these programs. This is kind of mirroring what's happening in Minnesota. Is that something that you think is going to catch fire here?
Well, I think it should. I think we should always be good stewards of people's money. And, you know, you see last year we uncovered a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. And I think that's something that we need to be mindful of here and make sure that spending is really tiered towards legitimate government purposes and going to the programs that we think that we're paying for.
Is there a danger, though? I mean, what happened in Minnesota is Minnesota. That's not what's happening here. I worry about, like, kids being affected who really deserve some of these things.
Sure. Well, I don't think there's a problem with doing an audit, right?
Right.
And when we dig in and we make sure that the money that has been intended to go towards children and proper spending, you know, is it always going to there? You know, or do we have a situation where, you know, it's like Minnesota, it'd be nice to give the public some reassurance that that is not happening here. So I don't think there's any problem with audits and oversight on taxpayer dollars going to different things.
You know, healthcare affordability remains a concern for a lot of people as well. What's on deck in Lansing to tackle that issue this year?
Yeah, that's big. It's, you know, and I don't know that this is necessarily a one session solution. It's, you know, there's a lot of things we're looking at. The list that I gave you already, things like third party litigation funding, you know, reining in fraud, reining in litigation abuse, things like that are things that we all pay for. Looking at things like maybe hospital facility fees. costs that keep impacting our citizens are things that we really have to look for, and we have to look to make sure that there's legitimate spending and legitimate care for people, and we're not entering into this huge profit margin on the backs of our citizens.
Could data centers be the buzzwords of Michigan in 2026? It seems like that's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, I think the companies that run the data centers would like to think that that's going to be a focus in 2026. And, I can't tell you that it will or won't be, but I think there's some very thoughtful policy things that need to be hammered out. And, our citizens around the state have kind of made some stands in communities. And I really think that, we need to weigh all the options. Unfortunately, I think you guys see this all the time. I don't think the use of Facebook and YouTube and a lot of these other social media sites are going away anytime soon. There's definitely a need, but we have to weigh the cost of that, right? Mm. So I do think there's going to be a conversation this year on data centers. I just don't know how far it goes.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you, Mike Harris. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Capitol Report, sponsored by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot out there.
Yes.
Like the job seems huge of things you need to take care of. It's up to leadership to sort of tackle one thing at a time and set an agenda.
Well, and then, you're still dealing with a lot of the basic necessities. Kids are still not reading at grade level, still not doing math at grade level. That's problematic. You're still trying to grow the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. We have an aging population that we're trying to get turned around. You're still trying to retain the talent here to make sure that you've got that next generation of workforce here in Michigan and not going elsewhere. Like, all of these things are not going away.
No.
And he said, it's not a one session problem.
Right. And all these people running for governor who have visions for the future of the state, it's important that, a good person gets an office there's a lot going on. And this state has a lot of open positions that people are running for this year. Lots going on. All right. And lots more to come on JR Morning in our 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking to Alyssa Slotkin about the Venezuela attack, her thoughts there. Guy Gordon in Vegas with the latest in tech and how that affects our lives. And of course, Name That Tune, my favorite part of the week. That's at 8:49. Join us.